We like every week to bring you up to date on Bible prophecy. We call it an update, showing you what's happening in the world and how it lines up with what you read in the Bible, written thousands of years ago. For years, critics ridiculed those who took the Bible prophecy literally, that in the last days, human beings would have some sort of a mark on their hand or forehead by which they would be identified and be enabled to transact business. It wasn't uncommon to see cartoons and caricatures of people with the numbers 666 tattooed or branded into their foreheads. It's really not funny anymore because the technology exists making it possible to implement such a system, and in many limited ways it's already happening. The latest Mark of the Beast news comes in a press release from a company called Positive ID. It was titled, "Positive ID Receives Verichip Order for the Israeli Military." The release was dated October 11, and it reads like this. Positive ID announced that it has received an order for its Verichip microchip to be used for disaster preparedness and emergency management by the Israeli military. The Verichip microchip was cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2004 for patient identification. The company's integration partner intends to provide the microchips to the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, the State of Israel's military force. Verichip will assist emergency situations and disaster recovery in conjunction with modified cameras capable of wirelessly receiving both radio frequency identification or RFID scan data and GPS data. A web-enabled database will also support the gathering and storing of information and images captured during emergency response operations. Our partner is looking to help healthcare organizations, militaries, including the IDF, and governments with their disaster preparedness and emergency response needs, said Mark Poolshock, Positive ID's Vice President of Business Development. Now, the RFID chipping of Israeli soldiers is even more intriguing when you realize that military service is mandatory for every Israeli citizen over the age of 18. Men serve 3 years while women normally serve 2 years, depending on their assignment. Now, this doesn't mean the entire military is going to be chipped or that every Israeli citizen is getting a chip. It doesn't even mean that they're going to remain in use after the military service ends. But it is an intriguing bit of information in light of Bible prophecy as we keep our eyes on Israel and things that are happening there and this advancing technology, which is now in place, ready to be used any time that the Antichrist, you know, comes on the scene after the rapture of the church and decides that everybody's just going to have a microchip. Technology, of course, is not the mark of the beast. The mark involves swearing personal allegiance to the Antichrist. He merely uses the technology to know who and who doesn't swear to him. And so you might have more of a natural resistance to technology and think, man, I would never take a chip like that. That's between you and the Lord, obviously. You know, we're not going to be here for the tribulation, not for any part of it. But we may be here for a time when, I guess what I'm saying is I remember when they forced me to use an ATM. Do you remember that? I was a purist. I wanted to go talk to a teller all the time. You know, I want to see a human being and stuff. And Bank of America at the time, they gave you the option. We have this great new technology where you can stand out in the rain and get your money while people look over your shoulder. I said, yeah, I'm never going to do that. And then a year or two went by and they just sent me a card and they said, yeah, this is what you're going to do if you want to have money here and any place else. And so, and now, of course, people are swiping cards like mad all the time, you know, and stuff. So, some people have a natural aversion to technology. Years ago, people thought the Social Security number was the mark of the beast, and that, I don't think that's true, but we'll find out. But anyway, no, it's not. But anyway, so technology isn't the problem. It will be in place. It's going to advance. I'm not even opposed to certain individuals having microchips implanted. That is not the mark of the beast. But when the beast, the Antichrist, comes, he will utilize that system to identify people and to say, look, you're going to swear allegiance to me. You're either with me or I'm against you, basically. And so that's what's happening. Now, we do follow the fulfillment of these prophecies, but we're not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Nothing needs to happen before Jesus can come and resurrect and rapture the church. And that's why we always end these prophecy updates by saying, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.